It's a race between the first freeze and crop maturity. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Many are already speculating on when the first freeze will hit and if crops will be mature when they do. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
For many of this country's row crops, corn especially, it's sort of like a race.
We've got crop maturity in one lane, and in the other lane, we've got the approaching first freeze of the season.
And all bets are off on which ends up winning. This from Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey. He and others are already speculating now on whether most crops will be fully mature by the time the first freezes begin to hit. He says in a so-called typical or average year,
far northwestern fringe of the Corn Belt typically expects its first freeze of the year in the last few days of September. As you move to the southeastern part of the Corn Belt, it occurs anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks after that.
However, it's been unusually cool over most growing areas this year. And if the weather turns back cool again,
we could push that first freeze date forward a few days or even a couple of weeks.
That would not be good. And then add to that the fact that many crops in many areas were planted late to begin with and have been very slow to develop.
And certainly the crops that have been developing the latest on average have been in the states bordering the Mississippi. Those were some of the wettest states to begin with this spring and some of the most delayed planting.
So that's a potential problem area. However,
some of the far upper Midwestern areas, planting there actually occurred a little bit earlier. So the fact that we don't have the fringe areas planted extremely late may help us in the long run because that could buy us another 1 to 2 weeks.
But Rippey says plants like corn don't just react to current weather conditions, but also to the calendar itself.
Because the crops are sensitive to the declining amount of sunshine, and they will push towards maturity eventually just because of the time of year. That's kind of built into the seed, into the plant.
But again, it's a race for some of these crops to fill out and be ready before that first freeze, and for now it's hard to know what's going to happen with that. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, let's hope those crops mature before the first freeze arrives. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.